Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Hey, it's Dia from our sister station 95.9 The Palm, and you're listening to The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. This beautiful boutique is the premier luxury women's consignment shop in the Palm Beaches. With an incredible selection of luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers, Classic Collections offers clothing, handbags, shoes, fine jewelry, costume jewelry, furs, millinery, and specialty items such as vintage luggage. The incredibly friendly, experienced, and knowledgeable staff have years of experience in couture fashion, the luxury designer clothing and handbag industry, and fine jewelry. The service you receive is discreet, professional, and top-notch, and with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and longtime membership in the Palm Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Civic Association, Classic Collections prides itself on being an important fashion source for consigners and customers, as well as meaningful contributor to the community. Give Classic Collections a call and schedule your consigning appointment today. If you're a customer, just for being a radio listener, you get 15% off your first purchase. A gift for yourself or for someone you love, a gift certificate is always a wonderful choice too, and there's something for everyone at Classic Collections. My co-host, owner of Classic Collections and fashion expert, Sally Kimball, is with me today. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. Looking forward to this.
Me too. We have so much to learn, and I'm so excited because everyone loves fashion. And everyone loves to look and feel good. So I know our listeners are really going to enjoy today. Today, we're going to be talking about the resale or consignment industry, which has become a major part of the retail sector of the economy. Specifically, we're going to be introducing Classic Collections of Palm Beach, the premier women's luxury designer boutique in the Palm Beaches. During our fashion facts, you'll learn about the incredible growth of the consignment business in the U.S. During our focus on fashion, you'll hear why consigning has become such a hot topic for both consigners and customers. And don't miss the timely topic section, where you'll learn how to consign and where to get the best results. Now we're going to kick things off. Sally, take over fashion facts. I know there's a lot of information for people to learn, and I'm psyched to get started.
Thank you, Dia. We are going to start with the power of fashion. I think some of these numbers will absolutely surprise you. They surprised me, certainly. Fashion is a $1 trillion global industry every year. It's bigger than manufacturing, technology, energy, big pharma. It beats out everything. In the United States alone, we have over $300 billion a year in sales. That's B, ladies, as in Birkin. That is a lot of money.
It really is.
We employ about 150,000 people in the United States a year in the fashion industry. And today we're going to focus on the fastest growing segment of the retail industry, the consignment or resale business.
Now, before you continue, you gave us a lot of big numbers there. I think it's surprising to everyone because everyone just thinks auto industry, pharmaceuticals, those are the biggest things in the country. But fashion employs a lot of people, and it's something everybody thinks about. People want to feel good. That's why they care about fashion. It brings confidence. It gives you your, what makes you you, right? What's what makes you special?
Absolutely. It crosses cultures. It crosses countries. It's international. In fact, there's 1.9 million workers globally in the fashion industry. There are over 25,000 consignment shops in the U.S. that have a growth rate of 15% a year. They produce almost $15 billion in sales a year. That's a tremendous amount of business.
And that's consignment shops alone. You're not even talking about department stores or just all clothing brands.
Absolutely not. Let me even give you a thought. You think resale is for the down and out? It's not. The best auction houses in the world, Sotheby's, Christie's, etc., are really nothing more than resale shops by another name. So the wealthy people are people who have been out there in the economic sector shopping resale for years and years. These numbers are going to floor you. 22% of the United States citizens shop in major department stores. That number is dropping every single day.
And that's already quite low.
Oh, it's low. You see Macy's closing stores. You see Saks closing stores. The big department stores are on the wane. 23% of Americans today shop in thrift shops. 18%, and it's growing, shop in consignment stores. And 14% shop out there in outlet malls. Because, frankly, resale and lower prices are going to attract consumers from all economic levels.
Why do you think that that's changing, though? What has made it so that people are starting to see value in quality in secondhand when they didn't used to?
Well, I think there's a new breed of shopper out there who is very, very fashion conscious. They're sophisticated. They're knowledgeable. And a lot of this, of course, comes from shopping online, which e-commerce sales represented $1.67 trillion last year globally. That's tremendous. But I think no one is immune to the excitement of finding a treasure, saving money. I think it's booming. Resale is booming because you've got value-conscious, savvy customers who want to marry accessibility and incredible savings with just superior quality luxury merchandise that they might not be able to go straight to Neiman's and purchase.
And something that we were talking about before that I think is so special about walking into your store. You walk in, you see tons of things that are special and unique and you really love, but you find one thing that fits you perfectly, that's so beautiful and so special to you, and it's you feel like you found a treasure because you know no one else is going to walk into the store and buy it.
You have found a treasure, and I can't tell you how many times during the day we hear shrieks from various parts of the store. We don't know if people are having a heart attack or what. We race over, and they are like practically in tears. They've been looking for this purse or that pair of shoes or whatever forever, and they found it, and it fits, and they are blown away.
It's so exciting. You call it the hunt, right, Sally?
We call it the thrill of the hunt, and it is absolutely thrilling.
It really is amazing. So when we come back, we're going to be on to Focus on Fashion. I'm excited for you guys to hear all about what Sally has to share with us about that. And before we go, I do want to tell you more about Classic Collections of Palm Beach. We're located at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. You can give us a call at 561-833-3633. Our summer hours going on through September are 11 to 5:30. That's Monday through Saturday. It closed on Sunday. And you can always go online, classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com. We're going to tell you more about that soon, but the new online magazine Chic that Sally has put together for us is out of this world. ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to find out more about that. And of course, we'll be right back with the Fashion Connection brought to you by Classic Collections.
Classic Collections debuts Chic magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On August 1st, Classic Collections will debut our new monthly online fashion magazine called Chic. Taking over where our newsletters left off, Chic will be issued on the first of each month, and we'll showcase our newest arrivals, special sales of our luxury merchandise, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the wonderful things the fashion world offers. To read or subscribe to Chic, simply go to classiccollectionsconnections.com. This is where you'll find all the latest news, our radio show, The Fashion Connection, broadcasts, and other juicy tidbits that we want you to know. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. We love feedback, so please let us know what you think of our new ventures, and we welcome your suggestions for articles, radio talks, and topics you would like to see us address. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website in existence has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com, 1stdibs.com. Find out more there.
Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Welcome back. It's Dia, and right by my side, co-host, fashion expert, and owner of Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion resale boutique, Classic Collections, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia.
You're listening to The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections. We're located at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. Stop in, visit us online at classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com, or give us a call at 561-833-3633. So tell us, why enter the world of consignment?
Well, I think the attraction to consignment is twofold. First of all, you've got consigners who can turn unused or unwanted items into cash. Everybody loves cash, right, dear?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So the reason they may be bringing things in, they may not fit any longer. They've gained weight. They've lost weight. Let's be honest. We all have fat jeans and skinny jeans.
I have jeans that I bought thinking one day.
One day, exactly. And one day somehow just never comes. There is no fairy tale.
Exactly.
The other reasons, they're fashion faux pas. They bought things and they thought they'd wear them. And wait till I get that hair done bright red or beautifully blonde, never happened. The other thing is people have been given gifts. By the time they go to return them, they can't be returned any longer. Or frankly, unlike most people, I am a hoarder. And you hoard. You say, I got this on sale. I got such a great deal. Yes, I didn't wear it in the last 7 years, but I could wear it next year. You need to learn to let it go.
I love how you say unlike most people, but I think it's like most people.
You think it's like most people.
I think women who love fashion, especially people that have already entered the world of resale, you have to feel that way because you know it's a gem. You're not going to find it again that you love that much. You feel regretful when you leave.
Exactly. And the key here is you really have to learn to let go. I have a personal rule, when you buy something, one comes in and two things go out of your closet.
That's a rule I need to start abiding
by. It's hard to do, but you can do it.
It really is. I know. And there's so many things that I look at and I'm like, well, I moved last year and I used to wear it all the time when I lived there where it was colder. So I know I wear it. I just haven't been able. I'm going to blame it on the weather. Long story short, I'm blaming it on the weather.
And the weather can take it. Another reason to consider consignment if you're a customer is that you can own high-end luxury goods, beautifully made from the finest materials at a fraction of the original cost. Customers can also look at it as a way of it's the original green thinking. You're recycling fabulous merchandise. There's always something different to excite you. We get merchandise every single day brought in or sent in from our consigners around the world. There are things you can't get any longer in a retail store. The item has been discontinued, or it was a special run of a certain handbag or dress. And you know what? If you buy something in a consignment store or a resale shop, it's no big expense if you make a mistake. You can always just come back in and reconsign it.
That's so true.
Which is the ultimate recycling.
Oh, it really is, though. It's like sharing a closet with someone you love, right?
It's like sharing a closet with the rest of the world.
That's true. Even better, because they're finding merchandise from all over the world that they're bringing to you.
Absolutely. This is not just coming from a couple of stores in Palm Beach.
So how did Classic Collections come about?
Well, I have a real estate company, and 9 years ago, I got a call from someone who was looking for a retail space in Palm Beach, and I showed the space where we currently are. The lady could not make up her mind, and I said, well, when you come back down, I'll show you some other things. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning that night, and I knew we were coming into a recession for predominantly real estate. And I thought, you know, I could do something great with that space. I called the broker the next morning and I said, I've got somebody. She said, who is it? I said, it's me. Signed the lease that day and decided to go into high-end consignment. And I have never looked back.
I love how you tell that story. I got someone and it's me.
She said, you can't put real estate here. I said, I'm not doing real estate for the next 10 years. I'm going to do high-end consignment. She said, do you know anything about it? I said, I'm a consignment, you know.
Junkie.
And I shop consignment. I know how I would like to be treated and the type of merchandise I would be thrilled to find. And that's what I've done. Didn't know anything about it from the other side of the counter, but I learned real quick.
You're the exact, it's what everybody wants to do, make their passion a reality. And what's so great about what you do is you bring that passion to so many other women who want to make that a reality for themselves too. Maybe they can have their own resale store, but they come to you, they trust that you're going to provide them with the quality of the products that they want to see because it's what you want to see.
Exactly. The passion for fashion and the love of adventure, of finding a great bargain, every woman thrives on that myth that it could happen. Well, it's not a myth. I have people who come in and will buy a $1,000 dress with with Neiman tag still on it, and they get it for $400. It's never been worn. It's in immaculate shape. I would bet you that 30 to 40% of the merchandise that comes into our store has original tags from the stores, has never been worn, touched, or in any way used.
And we mentioned this a little bit before, but when I was in your store and I was pulling out all these things that I loved, you mentioned to me that you have consigners who ship boxes from all over the world to you. So the pieces that we're looking at when you walk into your store, they're not just from Neiman down the street. They're from all over the world. These are pieces that may never even have stepped foot in Florida before.
In Florida, in the United States.
Yes, exactly.
We have packages sent to us from Paris, from the Mideast, from Canada, from South America, from Rio. We get some outrageous things from South America. And so it's really interesting that even though we're in the middle of a very affluent area and the women here have very discerning taste and style and affinity for fine fashion and jewelry, we get the best of the best that the world has to offer through people who have come in and really want to work with us.
So we have this great idea. So many luxury pieces, so many unique one-of-a-kind pieces, the whole range from vintage and unique because we haven't seen it in years to top trends that are in right now, and you're getting something that's just really stylish that you've been seeing in magazines that you really have been wanting to get your hands on. But when you walk in, give me a summary. What do people see right away? What are some of the brands that are the most popular?
Well, we have a whole Chanel and Hermes room. Okay,
so
if
room.
If you walk in there, there are racks and racks of Chanel clothing. There are beautiful display cases that have all Chanel vintage jewelry. Beautiful handbags. We've got a wide variety of Chanel handbags. We've got, I would say, probably the largest selection of Hermes handbags and scarves in Palm Beach, maybe in Florida. And so that room is very, very special. We also put our fine jewelry in that room. We carry jewelry by Tiffany and Cartier, Van Cleef, Bulgari. It just depends what comes in every day. And so it is never the same on Tuesday as it was on Monday, because things come in all the time.
And if people want to take a look online, they don't have time to get into the store that day, but maybe they have a special occasion coming up, or they just want to make sure. Maybe they just want to do a little scanning through your website. Where can they go to see what you have in stock?
One of the best places is to go to First Dibs. That's 1stdibs.com. It's the largest luxury resale website in the world. They've been in existence for about 13, 14 years. And they have very, very high criteria for the dealers who may put their merchandise on that website, and we are very proud to be one of their preferred dealers. So if you want to see our fashion or jewelry, fine jewelry, you can go to www.firstdibs.com and just type in classic collections, and our storefront will come up, and all of the merchandise we have either in the fashion category or in the fine jewelry category will be available for view.
That's perfect. And if you didn't get that, stay tuned in, because our commercial that's going to be coming up has all the details on firstdibs.com, so you can find out more about that there. We also have Chic Magazine, your incredible online magazine that debuted this week. We're so excited about. So I do want to give everyone a chance to go online and find out about that. And we'll be back in just a minute with timely topics. We're going to talk more about how to consign, the best venues for your merchandise, and of course, more details on Classic Collections. Sally, we'll be right back in just a minute.
Sounds great.
Classic Collections debuts Chic Magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On August 1st, Classic Collections will debut our new monthly online fashion magazine called Chic. Taking over where our newsletters left off, Chic will be issued on the first of each month and will showcase our newest arrivals, special sales of our luxury merchandise, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the wonderful things the fashion world offers. To read or subscribe to Chic, simply go to classiccollectionsconnections.com. This is where you'll find all the latest news, our radio show, The Fashion Connection, broadcasts, and other juicy tidbits that we want you to know. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. We love feedback, so please let us know what you think of our new ventures, and we welcome your suggestions for articles, radio talks, and topics you would like to see us address. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website in existence has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com, 1stdibs.com. Find out more there.
Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Welcome back. It's Dia, and right by my side, co-host, fashion enthusiast, and owner of Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion resale boutique, Classic Collections, Sally Kimball.
Hey, Dia, we're in the stretch here.
I know, and we've learned so much already, so I'm really excited to see where this is going towards the end now. You're listening to The Fashion Connection. So right now, we're going to be talking about timely topics. That's our third section. So for everyone that's tuning in for the first time, it's exciting for them to figure out what our structure is like and where we're going to be going with this, because they're going to be entertained, but they're going to learn something too. I mean, haven't we learned so much already?
I have. I hope you have.
So how to consign and where? If people aren't already going to your store or taking advantage of these really incredible deals, finding unique pieces, where do they get started? What do they do? How do they get in touch with you? Maybe they have pieces that they want to consign. Where do we go from here, Sally?
Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about how the consignment process works. In our store, we are a very high-end, top luxury designers for women. We don't do men's clothing or children's clothing, which is very important because if you're going to consign, you have to consider what market you're going to. So if you've got a lot of children's clothes, there are resale shops for children's clothes. If you are looking to get rid of all of your skiing clothing in the Rockies, Aspen Vale, there are ski consignment shops, which makes sense because, of course, you want to redo your ski wardrobe couple of years. We tend to do high-end women's luxury clothing because, of course, our market is Palm Beach, and our clients and consigners can come in, they make an appointment, and they bring merchandise in. We are very fussy about our merchandise. It has to be either brand new or in momentarily worn condition, which means if it has been worn, it has to come in, be dry cleaned, be free of any tears, any stains, anything like that. We are very, very careful about what we bring in because our customers are so discerning. They expect us to vet every single item.
Right. And so when you're looking to take pieces into your consignment store or the pieces that you're selling, you're mostly looking for things for Palm Beach weather, right?
Well, for Palm Beach weather, but we also, in the wintertime, we take in quite a number of furs because we are very close to the breakers, and we have a large influx of guests who come to us when they're here during the winter months from the hotels, and they're going back to cold places. They're going back to New York and Chicago and Boston, and they're delighted to find a gorgeous sable coat for something that's a quarter of the price of what they would pay for it new.
That makes perfect sense. And, of course, people that live here, they're traveling too, so they're coming to you for that as well.
Right. We only take in items that we really believe we have a market for. We know our customers. We know what they want. And we don't take just to take. It doesn't make sense. We want our consigners to literally become our customers, and we want our customers to literally become our consigners.
And you haven't mentioned it, but after being in your store multiple times and seeing the connection that you have with your customers and your clients, you really form friendships with them. It's so special when you bring in a piece and you say, oh, I know who I'm going to call. She is going to love this.
Absolutely. After 9 years, I would tell you we have so many really dear friends we have made either as customers or consigners, or they become both. And it's a thrill. It's really a thrill because these are people from all over the country and the world who come to us that I would never have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
So you get to enjoy both the hunt of finding pieces for yourself and the hunt of finding pieces for other people that you love.
Exactly. We assess the items that come in for value, and we price them. We make sure everything is authentic. There are a lot of knockoff Chanel and Hermes and Louis Vuitton handbags. If we have any doubt or if the consignor does not have a receipt, we have everything authenticated so that when we sell it, we know we are selling authentic merchandise, and we will provide an authentication certificate with those bags. The payments are made to our consigners on or before the 10th of the month for the month's previous sales. Because we are very cautious about how long we keep merchandise, if the 90 days are up, We ask our consigners, or they call in and say, do you want to leave it? And of course, we do not turn back really luxury goods. We're not going to turn back five Chanel handbags or three Hermes Birkin bags because the 90 days are up.
They just haven't found their rightful
owner. Found the rightful owner, or it's summertime, or it's just not the right color for this person. But when that person comes back in, they will want it. So we tend to hang on to the better merchandise a little bit longer than the 90 days.
Right. So if it's your first time, they just give you a call and you can get started. You can set up an account for them. They can come in. They can take a look at all of your incredible merchandise. And is there a certain time where they can bring in the pieces they want you to see?
Nope. They can come in anytime during season. If people are bringing in a lot of merchandise, we really ask if they will call and make an appointment because we are busy. And if people are sending us merchandise when they get home to wherever they have been after they've been in the shop, we ask them before they pack their items to send down to us, give us a call on the phone and we can talk about it and say, that's great, that won't work, but send the others.
Right.
And that way we don't have any issues with things coming in we can't do anything with.
So we have to wrap things up soon, but I do want to put you on the spot and ask you a difficult question. If there's something special that has come in lately, what is a piece that's come in and maybe it fit you and you kept it, or maybe it was for someone else but you just totally fell in love with it, what have you never forgotten about that's come through your store?
We got a piece about 4 months ago. It is a vintage crocodile Birkin bag. Well, it's not actually a Birkin. It was designed like the Birkin, but it has a false bottom that snaps up so you could put your jewelry in the bottom. And then the top of the bag looks like a Birkin.
Wow.
And it was a very, very, very specialty piece. In the store, we call it the Holy Grail because we've never seen another one like it. And neither have most of the Birkin experts and Hermes experts I know.
So did you keep it?
Oh, it is sitting proud front and center on our main window.
So anybody can come in and still take a look?
Anybody can come in and take a look. They can buy it, or they can go on firstdibs.com and see it up there.
That sounds incredible.
You can't miss it.
That sounds great. So for any occasion, the perfect place to go is Classic Collections of Palm Beach. Again, located at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach, Florida. Give them a call at 561-833-3633. And of course, you can find them again at firstdibs.com. You've been listening to The Fashion Connection, your one-stop spot for all things fashion-oriented. We're going to be back next Thursday from 5:30 to 6, and we'd love for you to join us again to hear about the latest dish on fashion trends, what's coming up for fall, and the best summer sales. If you can't hear the broadcast live, you can always go to our website, classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com, or our chic magazine at classiccollectionsconnections.com. Click the On the Radio section to find out more. Of course, it's always great to meet in person, and we invite you to come on in and visit us at Classic Collections, 118 North County Road in Palm Beach, at the corner of Sunset Avenue. Summer hours, 11 to 5:30. We'll be there waiting for you Monday through Saturday with the best of the best in luxury designer fashions. Thank you guys so much for listening. And of course, thank you, my wonderful co-host, Sally Kimball. She's the owner of Classic Collections and of course, a fashion expert. Thank you for coming in and spending the hour with me.
Thank you for having me, Dia. Have a great day.
We'll see you guys all next week.